Hello! I am Lucas, and I will be playing a piano concert for you today, tonight, this morning. I don't know when this is going to be scheduled. About an hour long, I've picked up some things here planned. If that takes less than an hour, then I'll just improvise and play something else as well. But I thought I could start with the Gladiolus Rag by Scott Joplin, so let's start with that, I guess. And I hope you'll enjoy. That was more or less the Gladiolus Rag by Scott Joplin. And up next, I wanted to play, right, this one by Franz Liszt, Polonaise in G minor. I think there's more than one of those, but I'll look up the ID later and then probably put it in a description or something for a full track list in case someone wants that. Thank you. not quite sure if the finish was where I put it, or it should have been one earlier and I should have just repeated this part but not this part. I'm not sure. I don't have the sheet music here with me, so too bad. What's next? Aha, yes. Next, I wanted to play a song by Tom Lehrer. Let me say that again without facing away from the microphone. A song by Tom Lehrer, who has very recently done a wonderful thing and put all of his songs into the public domain, which is great because otherwise I would not be able to play them here for at least another 70 years, because the man's still alive, 90-something, I think. But since he has done that, I am now able to praise his wonderful song and play it again for you, The Elements. You've probably heard it, I think. Maybe not. We'll see. No, wait. I forgot. I do not know the words to The Elements by heart. I used to at some point, but then I forgot. So I need my phone here with me to show me the lyrics. There we go. There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, actinium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, bismuth, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and trantium and fluorine and terbium, manganese and mercury and molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum and plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, adsanium, nobelium, argentium, and rhenium, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news had come to Harvard in 1951 when this song was first written, and there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered. Ta-da! Well, kind of. The Elements by Tom Lehrer. And next, someone requested that I play... My phone decided to reload the page for some reason. But requested that I play Der Vogelfänger bin ich ja from Mozart's The Magic Flute, so I can do that next. Or some version of it, I guess. I'm not going to sing this one, so let's turn off the microphone. Okay. What was I going to play next? Okay, some jazz improvisation. Sure. So the way I can do that is I have this loop pedal down here, the red thing, which I can use to record myself, playing some background chords and rhythm, maybe something like this. Thank you. know what? No, I messed that one up. But let's just demo the thing quickly so I could turn up or down the volume. And now it's just going to loop forever, and I think I messed up the break. Let's listen. Yeah, no, let's try again. So I tap it twice to just erase the recording, and let's try that again. Okay, that sounds better. And now I can just play along whatever I want. Kind of like that. The ending is always tricky because I have to suddenly stop the loop and then it should still sound kind of decent. But well, yeah. So far, I'm starting to realize that I arranged this pretty poorly because I put a lot of short things at the front. But well, let's do some longer things then now and see if that still fills an hour. So the next thing I thought I wanted to play, or I could play, was this Fantasy in C minor by Mozart. And I think there's only one of those, so that's unambiguous. I might be wrong. I can put this K number somewhere later. I don't know why I did this, because I don't have sheet music for this one either, so let's put that right away again. Yeah, Fantasy in C minor by Mozart. Thank you. mostly. I was there. Made a few mistakes, sorry. What do you want to play next? Some more Scott Joplin was what I wanted to play next. No, actually, never mind. It'll just turn itself around on the page anyways, and I think I can play this one by heart as well, so let's just do that. I should say what I'm going to play. I'm going to play Cleopha by Scott Joplin, which goes like this. Let's just try that again. Right, that worked much better, I think. Yay. Next, I was going to play something from this, which is the Years of Pilgrimage from Liszt, and I'm not going to try to pronounce the French, I think. But basically, it's a collection from, I think, 3 years, which he spent in. The first year is Switzerland, the second one is Italy, and then the third one is, actually I don't know, this one just has one piece in it. The first and second year are in Switzerland and Italy, at least. And I'm going to play the first one from the second year, number 66, page 66, there we go, which is called the Sposalizio, which is the engagement of Mary and Joseph, I believe, or rather, this is actually named after a painting of that occasion, by Raphael, I think, I'm not sure. So that is Sposalizio by Liszt. Right. After that, what did I have planned next? Oh, okay. So I have two more things here, which is not quite enough, I think, to fill an hour. But let's first do this one, sure. So what I had planned for now is another song by Tom Lehrer, and this one is he introduces as a rousing and uplifting tune that is guaranteed to cheer you up. When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on their insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be friends, fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is out of tisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 8 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a Te Deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. We will all go together when we go, every commoner and every CO. When the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go. Yeah, about like that. Let me drink something. So that song is called We Will All Go Together When We Go. I've updated the lyrics slightly because when he wrote it, it was 3 billion hunks of steak, and it, within his lifetime, which is kind of blowing my mind, it went to nearly 8 billion hunks of well-done steak. So yeah, the population has grown a lot. Yeah, and then I have one piece in mind with which I want to close the concert, but I think I need a few more minutes for something else first, so let's just... Yes, I have an idea. Why not play this one, which is a lot of fun? If I can find it. Yes. The Prelude, I don't know, by Sergei Rachmaninoff. I'm not sure if that has an opus number on there or anything. No, it doesn't. So maybe you recognize it, maybe you don't. I'll try to play it as well as I can. Prelude in, what is this? C sharp minor, I believe. Well, maybe I could have practiced this one once before, but no. I hope it was still nice enough. Yeah. What else could I play? Either from here or from something else. This one is nice. Bit long. I don't think we need that much further. The problem is I didn't exactly look at my watch when I started this recording, but I think there's about 15 to 20 minutes left, and the thing I want to finish with is 15 minutes, so maybe a short piece. Let's just do another Scott Joplin. Let's play the Maple Leaf Rag. Let's do that one. Maple Leaf Rag, Scott Joplin. Thank you. Ta-da! All right, and now for the grand finale, let's play the Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. I almost said Scott Gershwin there. That's not his name. I don't know if that's anybody's name, but it's certainly not his. So let's... without. I made this mistake once where after an hour-long concert, I did this at the end, and then right at the end of the piece, the stand just fell down, and it was probably funny in retrospect, but not very pleasing at the time, so let's just leave it out because I couldn't play this. Anyways, George Gershwin, I think, right? Gershwin, but George? George Gershwin, Rhapsody in Blue. Again. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So that was the Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I think I'm going to call it here. So I hope you enjoyed this concert. I hope it all worked out technically. I'll see about that. And enjoy the rest of the remote Congress experience. Bye!